Welcome to John Stephen at Large. I am John Stephen. I am just going to vamp a little bit on this show about whatever is on my mind and hope that maybe you will enjoy listening to me. What's on my mind lately is I've stopped watching Fox News and I've stopped watching CNN because I feel that both networks are very slanted. They're opinion-based. CNN used to be news-based, but now I feel in the prime time they are opinion-based, and as Fox News, I don't even know why they have news in their moniker. It should be just Fox Opinion, especially for the primetime hours. I don't watch any of the daytime stuff, but when I was watching primetime, all I saw was opinion. It's a very slanted opinion, and I made up my mind, I'm not going to watch this stuff anymore. I'm not going to watch Tucker Carlson with his little snide look into the camera. You know what I'm saying? And his stories about losing documents and finding them and not explaining where those documents are today and why they were not posted to an encrypted password-protected file instead of sent through the mail. It just, everything stinks about the opinion-based, to me, the opinion-based network, the way they use drama to pull people in, to get people to get pissed off at other groups and tribes, because that's what it's all about, right? We stay in our groups and tribes. We stay in our groups and tribes because that's where we're comfortable. So we find a group or tribe, and now it's the Fox News tribe. We're comfortable with those guys and what they're saying, so we stick with it, and we start to think that what they're saying is true, and it's not. Much of the time, it's just opinion. They're an opinion-based network, and Tucker Carlson used that defense when he was sued, as is Sidney Powell, one of the president's ex-lawyers, as will most likely Giuliani. He's going to wait to see how the Sidney Powell case plays out. And, so those two lawyers represented Trump in the Stop the Steal madness, and their cases were thrown out of court when they brought them forward. And now they're being sued. Well, they have been sued by the voting company, Dominion, and I think there's one other. And now they have to defend themselves because they, and their defense, by the way, is opinion. We were just expressing opinion. Well, that's what Sidney Powell is saying. I was expressing opinion. I didn't say it was fact. It was just opinion. I believe the election was stolen. I don't have facts. That was my opinion. So, and Fox News has put this out, has put this type of stuff out that's getting into people's brains and their minds, and they're believing it, and they're acting it, and they're defending it, and it's causing division in our country because the message is not just seen by a few million that watch the network. It's propagated out by word of mouth, and then also these other little networks and websites pick up on it, and they spin it out. Same thing CNN. With Chris Cuomo and Bob Lemon, I think it's Don Lemon. Don Lemon, the person before Cuomo, I'm not sure who that is, but they're also very slanted, very dramatic, opinion based mainly, in my opinion, and so both networks are, I believe MSN also does the same thing. They put opinion out there, and people identify with it. Like, oh yeah, Tucker, Sean, and Laura are trying to save our country. No, they're not. They're keeping their ratings up. They're making tons of money funneling the advertising dollars up to the multi-billionaire Rupert Murdoch, who owns so many news outlets, including Wall Street Journal, New York Post, and Fox News. And when Trump is saying fake news media, what is the fake news media? Fake news media is opinion-based BS. That's what the fake news media is, okay? So if you look at the Times and the Journal, Wall Street Journal, they are known for, well, the Journal is known for integrity in reporting. I know they screw up. The Times has screwed up. CNN has screwed up. We know that. But the point is that if you look at some of these articles that are researched in the Times and the Journal, those two I know very well. I subscribe to both of those. You see very well-researched, fact-based reporting. they cite sources. I know sometimes they can't cite their, they can't reveal sources, and that's when the fake news media, they're making it up. But I find the articles are meticulously written much of the time. And I'm not talking about just political articles. I'm talking about science and other topics like that. Business science, archaeology, history. They have really, really good, they've done really fantastic research on many topics. So back to Fox News and CNN and the like. I think that is the fake news media, because it's not news. It's not the ship getting caught in the canal, getting stuck in the canal. That's news, because it impacts, it's an event that happened, it impacts people, and we want to know what the impact is, and we're interested in finding out whether the ship's going to be freed up or not. And so that's news. Like if people were trapped in a mine or something, if there was a huge accident due to black ice, you see these big pileups or something, and it's impacting people who may need to use that road, who have loved ones who need to watch out for black ice themselves. It's weather-related stuff, economic stuff, the jobs report, other job openings. Fact-based news is so good, is good for society, but opinion, the continual propagation of opinion pieces like Fox News does with Tucker, Sean, and Laura, and that CNN does with Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon, I think it's Don Lemon, and whoever that other person is, I'm talking about prime time. It's just too much. It's too influential. And I could say, I used to flip back and forth between CNN and Fox News, and I used to get both sides of it. And I was like, why am I wasting my time listening to these people espouse their opinion? Why don't I just stick with the news? I'll stick with the damn news. I don't need this behind-the-scenes deep state, we know what's going on drama. Why do I need to know this? Is it real? What has changed due to their espousing of their opinion? What has changed? I'll tell you what's changed. People don't talk to each other anymore. That's what's changed. What has changed in my world other than that? Nothing, as a result of their opinions. All they have done is they've stoked people's anger and fears. In my opinion, am I stoking your anger and fears? I hope not. I'm just expressing my opinion about how this type of news, sorry, not news reporting, opinion-based networks, at least in prime time, are doing nothing other than invoking people's emotions and getting them to react. Anyway, this is John Stephen. This is my first episode. I'm going to cap this at 10 minutes. And I hope you enjoyed listening to me. I'm going to do more of these and have fun with it. And if people identify with what I'm saying, fine. Just stay calm and peaceful. There isn't anything to get excited over. I mean, we don't have... If somebody's trying to grab you by the throat, you need to react with fight or flight. Get the adrenaline flowing. Grab the person's arm. Do a jiu-jitsu maneuver or karate, martial arts, kick them in the nuts, whatever. But in terms of opinion, it's basically go, oh, that's interesting. My opinion is this, and then end it. There's no need to get crazy. And that's what I see in our country, is people getting very upset over what? Over what? Something that is not going to really change us other than invoke our anger and emotion. That was my point. This is John Stephen, and ending at the 10-minute mark,
Have a wonderful, peaceful, healthy day.